Now, we've spoken of these colours. We've spoken of red, of yellow, of green, of blue, of white, of black. Spoken of all these colours. But these colours do not exist, as it were, in the air, do not exist in the abstract, least of all in the Tantra. Colour is always found in association with an object. A colour is always the colour of something. And we must also remember, incidentally, that it's not just a question of the symbolism of the colours, but also of the significance of whatever it is that the colour is the colour of. We've already seen that different colours are assigned to different magic rites, or, as they became for the Tantra, with different activities and functions of the enlightened mind. We've seen that the rite of fascinating is red, the rite of destroying black, the rite of prospering yellow, the rite of pacifying white. In much the same way, we saw in the second lecture in this series that a different colour is assigned to each of the five elements. The element earth is yellow. The element water is white. Fire, of course, is red. Air, perhaps rather strangely for us, is pale green. And space, or ether, is golden, or sometimes the colour of the rainbow. Last week too, you may remember, we saw that each of the four islands, or four continents, of traditional Buddhist cosmology has a colour. We saw that the eastern continent is white in colour, the southern continent blue, the western continent red, the northern continent green. And in the same way, we find that definite colours are assigned to all sorts of other things as well in the tantric tradition. You may remember that in the first lecture on the symbolism of the Tibetan Wheel of Life, we spoke of the six worlds, or six spheres of conditioned existence. That is to say, the six worlds or six spheres into which beings can be reborn as a result of their deeds, as a result of their karma. And we also saw that these worlds represent mental states which can be experienced here and now in this life. Now, I didn't mention the fact then, but in general Buddhist tradition, and especially tantric tradition, each of these worlds, each of these spheres is assigned or is associated with a definite colour, particularly with light of a certain colour. For instance, the world of the gods is associated with a dull white light. The world of the Titans is associated with a dull red light. The world of the hungry ghosts is associated with a dull yellow light. The world of tormented beings with a smoke-coloured light. The animal world with a dull green light. And the human world with a dull blue light. So all these colours associated with these worlds, these spheres, as well as with many other things. So why is this? Why are all these colours carefully assigned to so many different things? Why are the colours always mentioned, even made prominent? We may say that it's as though the Tantra was trying to tell us something in this way, by this means, was trying to remind us of something, something which only too often we forget. The Tantra is, as it were, trying to remind us that everything in the universe, as perceived by us, has colour, or is experienced by us as possessing colour. Not only possesses colour, as it were, but is, as it were, alive and glowing and radiant with colour. And because everything in the universe, everything that we see, has colour, everything affects us in a certain way, a way that we can only describe as emotional. Now, this fact is only beginning to be understood in the West, but it has been known to the Tantra for centuries. Sometimes, of course, we may wonder whether colours are really all that important, whether they really make all that difference. But it isn't really very difficult to convince ourselves that they are important, that they do or would make a difference. Suppose we just, for instance, use our imagination. Suppose, let us say, that the sky, instead of being blue, was always green. Say, a bright emerald green. And suppose the trees, instead of being green, or say yellow in autumn, were always, all through the year, a bright red. And the grass also, a bright red. Now, how would we feel as if we're going out into the country, underneath this brilliant emerald green sky, with all these red trees and red grass around us? We'd feel, I'm sure, quite different. Feel emotionally quite different because of the difference of these colours of nature all around us.